哈利路亚，感谢天父看顾我们大家平安。
Hallelujah, we thank our Heavenly Father for guiding us this past week.
今天是主的圣安息日，我们弟兄姐妹一起来纪念，愿神赐福与我们。
Today is our Lord's holy day, and we are all here to commemorate this day. May the Lord bless all of us.
哎呀，今天我们继续啊，要来学习以弗所书的教训。
This morning we shall continue to study the book of Ephesians.
以弗所书是保罗写给教会的书信。
Ephesians is the letter written by Paul.
可以说是一封给众教会的公开信。
This particular letter is also considered Paul's circular letter to all the churches.
因为它是关乎建立教会的真理。
And it concerns the building, the establishment of the true church.
那在保罗在以弗所书第一章到第三章就讲到教会的真理，也就是教会在基督里的福气。
And from the Ephesians chapter 1-3, it covers the message about the blessings of the church in Christ.
在第一章就提到神在创立世界以前就拣选了我们。
And in Ephesians chapter 1, it tells us here that before the creation of the world, God has already chosen all of us.
使我们在基督里面，我们教会成为基督的身体，被神一切所充满的充满教会。
That we are all the limbs of a single body, and we are filled with His likeness.
第二章就是谈到神在基督里面改造我们。
And in chapter 2, it tells us that God is in Christ, and all these transformed us.
使我们得到新的生命，并且使我们与神和睦。
Through this transformation, we shall receive new life, and we will be reconciled with Him.
当我们死在过患罪恶之中的时候，他便叫我们与基督一同活过来。
When we all have all died in transgression and sins, He called us to life again.
又让我们跟主耶稣一同坐在天上。
That we may be able to sit in the throne with Christ in heaven.
使我们成为一个新造的人。
That we have become a new creation.
为了要使我们遵行神的旨意。
In order that we do according to what He wants and willed.
并且改造我们，重建我们这个人与人之间跟神之间的关系。
He wants to transform and change us in our relationship with others.
很重要，神要成就和睦，然后把我们建造成为灵宫。
And most importantly, He wants to reconcile all of us too, in order in the end we shall become His holy temple.
这一些都是在耶稣基督里面所造成的。
This is all accomplished in Christ.
也是借着主耶稣基督的十字架来成全的。
And these are all been made complete under the cross.
所以今天教会成为主的圣殿，圣灵居住的宫殿。
Now that the church of God has become His holy temple, a place where He dwells.
继续我们要看第三章。
Today we shall continue with Ephesians chapter 3.
这个第三章就是神将恩赐赐给教会，借着教会来彰显他的荣耀。
And in chapter 3, it tells us the gifts that God gave to the church in order to manifest His manifold glory and power.
现在我们请看第三章。
Let us now read chapter 3.
第三章是保罗首先提到说，他为外邦人做了基督耶稣被囚的这个使徒。
Here it says here in verse 1, Paul, the prisoner of Christ Jesus.
第二节说量必你们曾听见神赐恩给我，将关切你们的职分托付我。
Here in verse 2 also says, surely you have heard about the administration of God's grace that was given to me for you.
用启示啊, 使我知道福音的奥秘, 正如我以前略略写过的。
The mystery made known to Paul by revelation as he has already written briefly before.
你们念了就能晓得我深知基督的奥秘。
And Paul continued to say that in reading this, then you will be able to understand my insight into the mystery of Christ.
这奥秘啊，在以前的世代是没有叫人知道，像如今借着圣灵启示他的圣使徒和先知一样。
And this mystery was not made known to man in other generations, as it has now been revealed by the Spirit to God's holy apostles and prophets.
这里就保罗就是提到神将关切。 教会的恩赐啊，关切教会的这种恩赐啊，赐给保罗，赐给这些使徒和圣先知。
Here it says that the mystery has been made known and revealed by the Spirit to God's holy apostles and prophets.
神赐恩给保罗，目的啊，就是要关切，要来关切教会。
God inspired Paul in order that he will help to establish the church.
要让这个教会来显出神福音的奥秘。
In order that this church may be able to demonstrate the mystery of God.
福音就是神的大能。
The mystery of the gospel, which also relates to God.
要借着福音的大能来得胜。 掌死权的魔鬼来拯救天下万民。
And through the power of the gospel, it will overcome the evil one in order to bring all of us to salvation.
所以福音最能显明神的荣耀。
So gospel is the only one that is able to demonstrate or to manifest the glory of God.
比神创造这个宇宙万物啊更伟大更荣耀。
And this gospel surpassed the glory of God's creation too.
真神创造宇宙万物啊, 这个算不得什么。
God's creation count less than this mystery of the gospel.
因为他是全能的神, 他说有就有, 他命立就立, 很简单的事情。
God is a person of authority and what he said counts.
但是要拯救我们人类。
And this gospel shall save mankind.
就不是那么简单。
And this aspect is not that simple.
花费了很长的时间来做准备。
And in order to be saved, we must tediously prepare ourselves.
用尽了神一切的聪明智慧来计划。
God used his forethought and wisdom to prepare for his salvation plan for us.
并且呢，将他的生命献在这个上面，来完成这件事情。
And in the end, he uses his himself, his life, to complete his plan.
所以神将一切所有的都放在这个上头，才能成全这件事情，十字架的救恩。
God used what he has to complete this ultimate salvation on the cross.
所以我们应该要了解，今天呢，我们在耶稣基督里面所得的福气有多么的大。
So let us understand, have this clear understanding, the blessing, the wonderful blessing that we have received from Him.
那今天教会要彰显神这样的荣耀,
and in order for a church to manifest His glory,
就是福音的大能,
that is this glory of the mystery of the gospel,
神救赎的这种大工程,
and it will manifest the work of His salvation plan.
那神就将这个恩赐赐给教会。
So to do this, God first of all gave some gifts to the church.
所以保罗他就提到神将这个恩赐给他。
So here Paul mentions the gifts and blessings that he has received from God.
那这个恩赐就是立他为使徒来传扬救恩，来建立教会。
And this blessing and gifts that he received from God is his apostleship in order to help to establish the church to preach the gospel.
那这种恩赐是怎么得来?
How does Paul receive this blessing in the first place?
我们看到第三节。
Let us read verse 3.
说是用启示使我知道福音的奥秘。
He says here that he received this mystery of gospel by revelation.
要显明神福音的奥秘。
In order to reveal the mystery of the Lord's gospel.
这不是用人的智慧去得到的。
It is not gotten by the wisdom of man.
是神用启示让他明白。God
inspired Paul to understand this gospel.
在第四节这里说,
and in verse 4,
像你们念的就能晓得我深知基督的奥秘。
In reading this, then you will be able to understand my insight into the mystery of Christ.
这个奥秘不是保罗自己所有的。
This mystery was not possessed by Paul.
也不是他用自己的智慧才能去得来的。
And this mystery was not received by Paul through his own wisdom.
他说这个是神赐给他恩赐。
Paul never credited himself, and he said this mystery comes from God.
神用启示。 让他明白的,
God revealed to him to inspire him to understand.
就跟第五节说，就像现在启示其他的圣使徒和先知一样。
And in verse 5 it says, it has now been revealed by the Spirit, as it has now been revealed by the Spirit to God's holy apostles and prophets.
这个奥秘在以前的时代是没有人知道，以前的时代是旧约的时代。
This mystery was never made known during the Old Testament period.
圣灵还没有来以前，是没有人知道的。
Because before the coming of the Holy Spirit, no one knows about this mystery.
主耶稣成全救恩复活升天之后，圣灵降临，才开始启示他的这些圣使徒和先知。
When God opened up the path to salvation and sent down this Holy Spirit, only then this mystery was made known to God's people.
那最后神特别拣选保罗，要他到外邦的地方去传福音。
And through Paul, God wanted Paul to go to the Gentile lands to preach his gospel.
神给他这个做外邦使徒这个职分，就是要把神的这个福音传给外邦人。
God wanted Paul to be the pioneer in preaching this gospel to the Gentiles.
所以保罗说，神立他做外邦人的使徒。So
God has appointed him to be a Gentile apostle.
所以把这福音的这个奥秘，就用借着圣灵启示给他。In
order that the mystery of the gospel may be revealed. Is to be revealed to Paul.
好，那第六节就说到这个奥秘。And
in verse 6, it illustrates this mystery.
好，这个奥秘就是外邦人在基督耶稣里面借着福音得以同为后世，同为一体，同盟应许。It
says here, this mystery is that through the gospel, the Gentiles are heirs together with Israel, members together of one body, and sharers together in the promise in Christ Jesus.
外邦人本来，在第二章讲到是外人，是与神的应许没有份的。As
we know, the Gentiles has no part in the promise of God.
神一切的应许给亚伯拉罕，给以色列人。God's
initial promise was only for Abraham's seeds and his descendants and Israelites.
在旧约时代，选民跟以色列。
As we know, in the Old Testament times, there is always a distinction between God's chosen ones and the Israelites as well as the Gentiles.
以色列人是神拣选，特别分别为圣，归属神的子民。
As we know, God has appointed the Israelite to be his chosen people, his select.
神一切的应许就是给他们。So
God has placed his promise upon this group of people.
但是到主耶稣基督来成全救恩之后，
However, when Christ came to fulfill his salvation,
就进入福音的这个时代。So
we have entered into an era of the gospel.
因为耶稣成就了十字架的救恩是要给万民的。
Because this gospel, God wants to save, He wants to achieve salvation for all mankind.
所以说，部分是犹太人，是希利尼人。
So He does not differentiate between the Greeks and the Jews.
这个界限已经, 除掉了。
This barrier has been demolished.
万民都借着耶稣基督，在基督里面能够归回到神的面前。
That all mankind through Jesus Christ will be able to come before God to worship Him.
成为圣徒的国, 成为神家里的人,
to become the household of God, to be His kingdom.
首先从借着耶稣基督啊, 外邦人也可以进来, 啊, 进到神的这个应许里头来。
Through Jesus Christ, the Gentiles could also enter into Christ.
啊, 一同成为神的儿女。
To be also called the children of God.
就是神家里的人,
and that is also to be a household of God.
所以今天呢, 神就是我们的父。
As we know, now God is also our heavenly Father.
因为圣灵在我们里头。
Because we know that the Holy Spirit is in us.
那这个圣灵就是儿子的灵。
This Spirit is also the Spirit of the Son.
所以今天因为有圣灵在我们里头。
Now that we have the Spirit dwelling in all of us,
我们就呼叫神说, Abba, Fu.
So we call out to our Father, Abba.
如果没有这个儿子的灵在里头,
if we don't have this sonship in us,
那你怎么叫神, Abba, Fu? 你是凭什么?
What right have we to call out Abba?
哎, 我们不能随便叫人家阿爸父,
we just can't address anybody as Abba, Father.
你要呼喊他阿爸父，这个是你要真知道他是你的父，我是他的儿子。
If you have a deep conviction that he is your father, can you call out to him as Abba?
今天外邦人因着借着耶稣基督啊，可以成为神的儿女。
Now that the Gentiles has come through Christ to call heavenly Father.
是因为啊，他赐给我们圣灵。
Is because of the Holy Spirit that He has given us.
我们看, 加拉太书,
Let us turn to Galatians.
加拉太书第四章,
chapter 4.
先看到第三章的十四节,
Please first read chapter 3, verse 14.
加拉太书第三章的十四节,
Galatians chapter 3, verse 14.
说这便叫亚伯拉罕的福啊, 因基督耶稣可以临到外邦人, 使我们 因信借得着所应许的圣灵，啊，这里说到因着耶稣基督的救赎。
Here it tells us through the salvation brought forth by our Lord Jesus Christ.
啊，神应许亚伯拉罕的福气啊，临到我们外邦人了。That
the blessing given to Abraham have already come to the Gentiles.
啊，所以今天我们外邦人因信耶稣基督啊，可以领受到这个福气，就是圣灵。Now
we are. All who are Gentiles, if we believe in Jesus Christ, we shall receive this blessing.
让你领受到这个圣灵是有什么福气啊？
What is the blessing by receiving this Holy Spirit?
我们看到第四章。
Let us then continue reading chapter 4.
第四章第五节。
Galatians chapter 4, verse 5.
主耶稣成全救恩啊, 要把律法以下的人赎出来, 叫我们得着儿子的名分。 第六节。Verse 6。说你们既为儿子，神就差他儿子的灵进入你们心里，呼叫阿爸父。第七节。Verse 7。可见从此以后，你们不是奴仆，乃是儿子了。既是儿子，就是靠神为后嗣。这里保罗就说明得很清楚了。Here, Paul
tells us very clearly.
说今天我们在耶稣基督里面。 我们本来是外邦人，是没有份的。
In actual fact, we in Christ Jesus, we have no part.
现在成为神的儿女啊。In
this inheritance, but now that we have been called upon to be His children.
所以啊，得到儿子的名分，所以神就差他儿子的灵，就是圣灵，进入我们里面。
But because now we have received this sonship, and so we have also received this Holy Spirit.
这个是儿子的灵，所以我们就呼叫神阿爸父了。Because
the Spirit is the Spirit of His Son, that is why we can call Him Abba, Father.
所以我们就成为神的后嗣。
So we are called God's heirs.
好，看回来第 以弗所书第三章。
Let us turn back now to Ephesians chapter
3. 那再来说同盟，同为后嗣，同为一体。
Here it says that we are members together of one body.
还要成为一体。
That we shall become one body.
啊，这个一体啊，就是第一章所说的基督的身体。
And this body refers to what it says in chapter 1 as God's Christ's body.
我说今天我们相信耶稣基督，受洗归入耶稣基督里面。
Now that we have believed in Christ and baptized in Him.
不但成为神的儿女啊，还要连接起来啊，成为一个身体。
Not only are we considered His children now, but we are also joined together in Him.
所以在加拉太书里面第三章也提到。
And in the book of Galatians chapter 3 also.
看到第三章的二十七节。
And it's Galatians chapter 3 verse 21.
二十七节。
Oh, sorry, verse 27.
说你们受洗归入基督的，都是披戴基督了。这里说我们受洗归入基督啊，披戴基督。
For all of you who are baptized into Christ have clothed yourselves with Christ.
归属于基督，连属于基督。
We have become one with Christ. We are living in Christ.
那这种披戴、归属、连属啊，就是。二十八节所说的成为一个身体。
To clothe ourselves with Christ is the meaning of it is written in verse 28.
所以就不再分不再有这种差别性，就是说犹太人呐、或者希利尼的驻主的为奴的或男或女，这种差别性就消除。
And it means that we are all one in Christ Jesus, and there is no longer distinction between Jew or Greek, slave or free.
我们都每一个弟受洗的弟兄姐妹。都成为连属基督的这个身体上的一个肢体。
All of us who are baptized in Christ have become the limbs in His one body.
所以教会是基督的身体，这是奥秘。
So this mystery lies in that the church is the body of Christ.
我们看哥林多前书第十二章。
Please next turn to First Corinthians chapter 12.
哥林多前书第十二章。
First Corinthians chapter 12.
看到十三节。
Verse 13.
第十二章十三节。
First Corinthians chapter 12, verse 13.
我们不拘是犹太人，是希利尼人，是为奴的，是自主的，多从一位圣灵受洗，成为一个身体，应与一位圣灵。这里说我们不管是什么人啊，哪一种人啊。
Here tells us no matter where we come from, what race or nationality.
是什么地位的什么。身份的人
What kind of a status you hold in society?
都是从一位圣灵受洗成为一个身体。
That we were all baptized by one spirit into one body.
所以这个身体是属灵的身体。
This body refers to the spiritual body.
就是教会。
And it's a church.
既然是一个身体啊，有圣灵就住在我们里头，说印尼一位圣灵，圣灵住在我们里头。
And this body is filled with the Holy Spirit. And similarly, since we are also filled with the Holy Spirit.
既然是一个身体啊，身体上的肢体啊，是不能够独立的。
Since we are all limbs connected to this body, we cannot live separately.
不能够互相排斥的。
We can't insult or humiliate one another.
现在有一种换器官的。换别人的器官里头就会排斥的。
As we know that when you have receive a donor organs from another person, there is a likelihood of rejection by the body.
同一个身体的肢体是不会互相排斥的。
Because the organs from one body cannot reject one another.
我们一定要明白这个真理。
So let us understand this.
如果今天我们真在基督里面，我们是属基督的身体，那就应该有这种。
So now that we are all connected and in this one body, we have to remember that we must not reject one another.
所以保罗下面就说明这个道理，不要有一个肢体说我用不着你，我用不着你。
And so here Paul later on says again if that we all each part of the body needs another part.
看到二十节。
Let us read until verse 20.
在十八节啊，十八节。
Begin in verse 18.
十八节说：“如今神随自己的意思，把肢体 巨个安排在身上了啊。这个神按照他的意思，把这些肢体，就是我们众弟兄姊妹，安排在主耶稣这个身上。
Here in verse 18 it says, but in fact God has arranged the parts in the body, every one of them just as he wanted them to be.
好，二十一节说，眼不能对手说，我用不着你。
The eye cannot say to the hand, I don't need you.
头也不能对脚说，我用不着你。
And the head cannot say to the feet, I don't need you.
不但是如此，身上肢体人以为软弱的，更是不可少的。
On the contrary, those parts of the body that seem to be weaker are indispensable.
身上肢体我们看为不体面的，越发要给它加上体面。
And the parts that we think are less honorable, we treat them with special honor.
不俊美的越发要得到俊美。
And the parts that are unpresentable are treated with special modesty.
我们俊美的肢体啊，自然用不着装饰啊。
While our presentable parts need no special treatment.
但神搭配这个身子呢，把加倍的体面给那缺欠的肢体。
But God has combined the members of the body and has given greater honor to the parts that lacked it.
免得身上分门别类啊，总要肢体彼此相顾。
So that there should be no division in the body, but that its parts should have equal concern for each other.
若有一个肢体受苦啊，所有的肢体就一同受苦。
If one part suffers, every part suffers with it.
若有一个肢体得荣耀啊，所有的肢体就一同快乐。
And if one part is honored, every part rejoices with it.
你们就是基督的身子。
Now we are all the body of Christ.
并且各自做肢体。
And each one of you is a part of it.
下面就讲到神在教会里面设立许多恩赐。
And later on, God, Paul here says that God has given much blessing to the church.
就是要造就这个身体，联合起来，结合起来，造就这个身体。
In order that we may join and connect.
哥林多教会啊，就是对这个真理啊没有认识。
The church in Corinth does not have this concept yet.
所以每一个人呢、啊，都要借着神的恩赐、啊、来表现自己。
They with their own gifts and blessings, they try to put each others, put one another down.
看重这个，看轻那个。
They place importance on one thing and not the other.
保罗在用这个基督的身体啊，啊，这样来啊向他们说明啊。
So Paul used this metaphor of God's body, the Jesus body, to illustrate to them.
所以要今天我们要明白，我们今天靠着耶稣基督啊同为一体。
So now we must all strive to be in this one body of Christ.
教会是一体的，不在意啊分为是你是我的。
Because once you are in this church, this body of Christ, it is no longer you or me.
所以你看到耶路撒冷的教会啊。他们凡物公用，有无相通，没有人说这个是我的，都是大家的。
As we can see that the in the ancient church in Jerusalem, the church is belongs to all of them.
这个就是啊，在基督里头的奥秘啊。
So this is what it meant by the mystery of the gospel.
不但是一家人，也是一个身体。
Not only do we all belong in one household, but we also belong to one body.
看回来以弗所书第三章。
Let us turn back to Ephesians chapter 3.
那下面说第六节最下面说有同盟应许。
Ephesians chapter 3 verse 6 it says that we are members together of one body.
这个同盟应许啊，也就是说要一起来承受。神对亚伯兰所应许的产业。
And this we also share us together in the promised in Christ Jesus. And this promise comes from the promise that God gave to Abraham.
本来在应许上我们是局外人的。
In actual fact, under the promise of Abraham, we are considered outsiders and not a part of this promise.
而现在在基督里面，我们有份。
However, now that we are living in Christ, we have a part in this promise.
好，看这个加拉太书第三章二十九节。
Please turn back to Galatians chapter 3, verse 27.
第三章二十九节。
Galatians chapter 3, verse 27.
你们既属乎基督，就是亚伯拉罕的后裔，是照着应许承受产业的了。
I'm sorry, it's Galatians chapter 3, verse 29. If you belong to Christ, then you are Abraham's seed and heirs according to the promise.
既然就属乎基督了，在基督里面，那我们就是亚伯拉罕的后裔。
Since now we all belong to Christ, then we are all Abraham's seed. seed.
亚伯拉的后裔是谁啊？
Who are the descendants of Abraham?
那个要承受产业的是谁啊？
And who are the recipients of this promise of God?
就是以撒。
And that is Isaac.
只有一个独生子。
His only son Isaac.
其他那些都不是。
And all the others are not considered the recipient of this promise.
所以圣经上说要把夏甲使你跟他的儿子赶出去。
And that is why. So that is the reason why Hagar and his son was chased out.
这个是不能跟以撒一同承受产业的。
Because Ishmael cannot share this promise with Isaac.
我们看这个第四章的三十节啊。
Please read Galatians chapter 4 verse 30.
四章的三十节。
Galatians chapter 4 verse 30.
说然而经上是怎么说的呢？是说把使女和他儿子赶出去，因为使女的儿子不可与自主妇人的儿子一同承受产业。这个圣经上这样告诉我们。
And this is what the Bible says.
能承受产业的只有以撒。
That the recipient of this promise falls only upon this Isaac.
看这个二十。教会在基督里面，我们就是像以撒一样，
Now we all belong to Christ. We are just like Isaac.
好像亚伯拉罕这个独生子一样。
Like the only son of Abraham.
因为我们在基督里面就是神的独生子里面。
Because when we are in Christ, we are considered to be His only son.
是一个。
It's only one.
神只有一个儿子。
Because God has only one son.
就是耶稣基督。
And he is our Lord Jesus Christ.
今天我们都归属于这个耶稣基督。
Now that we have come into his body.
成为这个继承产业的唯一的这个继承人。
And then we have become the heir to this inheritance.
所以说你们既属乎基督就是亚伯拉罕的后裔就是以撒。
And then now that we belong in Christ, we have become like Isaac, the recipient of the promise of Abraham.
按照神的应许呀，要承受产业，所以我们天上有基业，有产业。
And according to the promise, we shall have spiritual inheritance in heaven.
在以弗所书第一章十四节那里说。
And in Ephesians chapter 1 verse 14,
神所应许的圣灵成为我们承受基业的凭据了。
That the Holy Spirit shall be our seal, our guarantee of our inheritance.
所以神赐给我们圣灵这个恩赐，这个何等的宝贵。
So you can see how precious this the gift, the Holy Spirit that our Lord Jesus Christ has given us is.
我们看回来以弗所书第三章。
Please refer back to Ephesians chapter 3.
好，那现在我们看第七节。
Now let us read verse 7.
保罗说啊，我做了这福音的执事，是要照是照神的恩赐。
I became a servant of this gospel by the gift of God's grace given me through the working of His power.
说这恩赐是照他运行的大能赐给我的。
And this gift of God's grace was given to him through the working of God's power.
我们很多弟兄姐妹对神的恩赐呢认识不够。
Sorry to say that a lot of our brethren here does not fully understand the importance of the gifts of God that has given us.
看清自己的恩赐。
We tend to look upon our own personal gifts.
这个恩赐不是简单得来的。
This gift is not received easily.
每一项神的恩赐啊，都是神的大能啊，赐给我们。
Because every gift that God gave us.Is used to demonstrate his wisdom and power.
所以保罗啊，勉励提摩太说：“你不要轻忽所得的恩赐啊，不要看轻他。”
So Paul told Timothy constantly to not to to place importance on the gifts that he has.
保罗能够发挥他的恩赐来荣耀神，就因为他明白，他说这个恩赐啊，不是简单得来，这个神借着神运行的大能赐给我们。
Paul.Constantly manifest the gift that God has given him because he knew that by doing so he is glorifying God.
所以今天我们众弟兄姐妹，我们都从圣灵得了恩赐。
Now let us understand this that through the Holy Spirit we have received gifts from God.
恩赐是借着圣灵临到我们的。
Because gifts is received through the Holy Spirit.
圣灵不下来就什么都没有。
Because if the Holy Spirit does not dwell
圣灵一下来了，什么都来了。
Because once the Holy Spirit descended, then the, all the gifts will follow suit.
我们成为神的儿女，我们联合成为一体，我们并且要成为继承产业的。
We have been called to be the Son of God. We are made one in Him, and we shall receive the eternal inheritance from Him.
并且呢，神圣灵借着按照自己的意思呢，把各种建立教会的恩赐都分给我们每一个弟兄姐妹，每一个肢体。
The Holy Spirit, through the will of God, has given each individual one of us different gifts.
好像这个身上的肢体，有哪一个肢体是没有用的，可以剪掉的？你试试看。
When we look at our parts in the body, can we look at one and look at one the part of the body and render it useless?
主耶稣说啊，连我们的头发，天父都数过了，每一根都很宝贵。每一个人都很宝贵。
And Jesus even said that even the hairs on our head is also known by God.
我们这个每一个肢体都是神用他的大能把它安置在一个身体上面的。
Every part of the body is very useful and precious and has been assigned in its rightful place by God.
今天神创造我们这个身体啊，比创造这个宇宙啊更伟大。
This creation of the human body surpassed that of the creation of the entire universe.
最奥妙神的杰作就是我们这个身体。
And this creation of the human body is the greatest mystery.
所以今天呢，我们不要轻忽啊神给予我们的恩赐。
So let us not look down upon this glorious creation of God.
要好好的在基督这个里头啊，发挥我们所得到的恩赐。
So let us in our Christian living try to manifest the gifts that God has given to us.
保罗。他很明白神的这个旨意。
Paul, he understood very clearly the wants and the will of God.
那要怎么样使这个神的恩赐在我们身上很充分地发挥出来，彰显神的荣耀呢
？How did Paul always try to manifest the gift of God given to him？
看第八节啊。
Let us read verse 8.
说我本来比众圣徒中最小的还要小。
He says here, although I am less than the least of all God's people,
然而他还是给我这样的恩典。
Yet, this God still gave his grace to him.
这个很重要。
And this is a very important message.
一个人领受神的恩赐。
Because once a person received the gift from God,
如果他没有像保罗这样的谦卑的这种态度，这种认识。
If he does not possess this type of a humble attribute as Paul,
认为说，因为我特别好。我比众人都好，所以神给我这个恩赐，那就完蛋了。
If Paul were to mention that because of his good behavior, that is the reason why God gave him this gift, then it is will all come to a vain in vain.
那么神给他这个恩赐啊，他就爬到众人的头上去了。
Is it a reason for us to once we receive this gift of God to be proud?
不可能彰显神的荣耀了。
And by being proud, then we are not able to manifest God's glory.
就会像哥林多教会说啊，羞辱神的名。
And this is what is written in the book of Corinthians, that is to bring shame to the name of God.
所以今天呢，我们要懂，神这个宝贵的恩赐给我们，但是我们领受这个恩赐的时候，要有保罗的这种心智，我是最小的，谦卑啊，要谦卑，神赐恩给谦卑的人。
So let us be like, let's copy Paul's attitude that once we have received this gift from God, let us be humble and consider ourselves less than the least of all God's people.
所以保罗得到那么大的恩赐，因为他是最小的。
Paul considered himself the least of all God's people. That is why this grace was given to him.
他一直感受到自己不配，我是最小的，啊，神还是给我这样的恩赐，哦，他。存着感恩的心，要来回报神这样的大爱。
Paul felt that he is not worthy in the first place to receive this gift from God, so he had this heart of thankfulness, and he wants to have to repay God for all his kindness.
所以他献上自己，全心全力，要来完成神所赐给他的恩赐，神所托付给他的这个职分。
So this allow him to have this great commission and zeal to work for God to preach the gospel.
看到第八节上，他说
verse 8，
神还这样赐给我这样的恩典呢，叫我把基督的测不透的丰富啊传给外邦人。
He says, even though I am less than the rest of all God's people, yet this grace was still given to him to preach the, to the Gentiles the unsearchable riches of Christ.
他知道神为什么这样爱他，把这个恩赐赐给他，就是要他去把这个神的这种测不透的丰富啊，把它彰显出来，传扬出去，传给那些不认识神的外邦人。
He knew the infinite love of God for him to give him this gift in order that he may preach to the Gentiles to bring forth the glory of God and share them with the Gentiles.
看到第九节。
Let's read verse 9.
说又要使众人都明白这个历代以来隐藏在创造万物之神里的奥秘是如何安排的。
And to make plain to everyone the administration of this mystery, for which for ages past was kept hidden in God, who created all things.
这个就是圣经里头啊，整本从创世纪里的圣经里头的这些奥秘啊，要把它显明出来。
This mystery that comes forth from the time of the book of Genesis, and Paul has the responsibility to reveal this mystery.
是神救赎的一个计划，神在圣经里头计划的这个奥秘，这个救恩的计划。要把它彰显出来。
And in this mystery lay the gospel that he must make known. He must make known to all people.
要让众人明白。
To make all mankind understand.
这个就是神给他的恩赐。
So this is the gift that God has given Paul.
这个恩赐就是要显明这个奥秘出来。
And the gift that Paul has received, he wants to is to manifest to reveal this mystery.
是怎么安排的？
How God made this plan.
所以整本圣经很清楚告诉我们。
So in this chapter, it's the theme, the importance.
从创立世界一直到世界的末了，耶稣再来。
From the time of the creation to the coming of Christ.
神整个救赎的计划是怎么进行的？
How God arranged His salvation plan.
清清楚楚要让大家明白。
To make us clearly understand the administration of this mystery from God.
这本圣经的功用就在这里。
This is one of the purpose and the tool of the Bible.
所以保罗他知道，他所得到的这个恩赐就是要去完成这个工作。
So Paul knows that his purpose and gift from God is to spread this mystery of the gospel to others.
看到第十节。
Verse 10.
说我要借着教会啊。是天上之政的掌权的，现在得知神百般的智慧。
He says here that the church, the manifold wisdom of God, should be made known to the rulers and authorities in the heavenly realms.
所以要借着教会啊，是借着教会彰显神的这种百般的智慧。
And only through the church can the wisdom of God be manifested.
不但是使世人明白啊，还要使那些。天上的执政的掌权的都知道这个事情。
Not only to let the mankind know, but also to the rulers and authorities in the heavenly realms know about this mystery.
啊，彼得说啊，天使都一直在看教会在做的事情，看教会在怎么样在完成这个神的救恩。
Paul also said that we are the angels above is always looking down on us, on the church, how we are progressing.
他一直在观察，看看怎么这个事情要怎么成就。
They are always looking down how we accomplish things here.
所以透过教会啊，让这些不但世人明白，天上执政掌权的这些啊，都让他们知道神百般的智慧就是这样子，多荣耀。
Through the church, not only to make known to the mankind the wisdom of God, but also to make known to the rulers and authorities about the wisdom of God.
看到第十一节。
Verse 11.
说这是照着神从万事以前呢，在我们主耶稣基督里所定的旨意。
And this is His eternal purpose, which He accomplished in Christ Jesus our Lord.
这些事情都是在创立世界以前呢，神就计划好了。
This plan has been accomplished before the creation of the world.
神按照他所计划的旨意，一步一步在执行呢。
And according to His will, He planned accordingly this plan.
所以今天我们末世的真教会，我们要去成就神所 预定所计划的这个美意。
So we are the church of the last days, so let us all try to complete the salvation plan of God.
当我们明白这些之后，我们的信心就很坚强。
So if we have this understanding, then hopefully our faith will be strengthened.
我们看到十二节。
Let's read verse 12.
说我们因信耶稣，就在他里面放胆无惧，笃信不疑地来到神面前了。
And in him and through faith in him, we may approach God with freedom and confidence.
因为我们有以上的这些认识。
Since we have all the above understanding already,
我们很清楚明白了神的旨意，神的计划。
We know clearly what God's will is and what his plan is.
所以我们的信心坚强。
So then it will indeed strengthen our faith.
我们在耶稣基督里面非常的放胆。
So before God, and when we approach God, we will do so with in freedom and confidence.
So 笃信不疑，就是信心非常坚固。
So here, confidence means that our faith is unshaken.
我们来到神的面前，我们要完成神的旨意。
So when we come before God, we shall do so in order to we shall do it in order to complete His salvation plan.
所以十三节保罗就勉励教会。
In verse 13 lies the encouragement Paul gave to the church.
说我求你们不要因为我所受的患难伤感。
He says, I ask you therefore not to be discouraged because of my sufferings for you.
这原是你们的荣耀。
And they are actually your glory.
保罗为福音受苦。
Paul indeed suffered for this gospel.
写这个书信的时候，他在监牢里面。
As we all know, when he wrote this letter, he was imprisoned.
教会有些软弱的弟兄姐妹说，哎呀。好像很羞愧呀、啊！我们的使徒怎么被抓去关在监牢里面
？So a lot of the members at that time were quite disheartened. They said, "How could one of our premier workers be imprisoned?"
啊，将来我们这个福音要怎么传呢、啊、
？How then can we continue to preach this gospel?
所以保罗告诉他们
，So this is what Paul has to say to them.
我求你们不要因为我所做的患难伤感，不要伤感。
I ask you therefore not to be discouraged because of my sufferings for you.
这原是你们的荣耀。
Because in actual fact, these are all your glory.
为福音、为主耶稣、为神的道受患难是一种荣耀，是显出教会的荣耀。
To fight for the gospel, to defend Jesus, to manifest the glory of the church is your glory.
所以教会如果在借着神所赐的恩赐，在完成神的工作，那就是教会的荣耀。
If the church with all the gifts that it has is able to complete the work for God, this is indeed glory.
也才能彰显出神的荣耀。
And only by doing so can we inadvertently manifest His glory.
保罗就为教会祷告。
So later on, we can see at verse 14, Paul prayed for the church.
那么这次祷告啊，特别
prayer,
就是为了这件事情。
Paul prayed especially for this matter.
要让教会能够真正显出神的荣耀来。
That the church will manifest the glorious nature of God.
要怎么样才能真正？显出神的荣耀来。
Then how do we manifest or demonstrate God's glory?
看一下保罗的祷告。
So let us study his prayer.
他跪在天父的面前祷告。
He prayed before the heavenly Father.
十六节说。
And in verse 16 it says.
求他按着他丰盛的荣耀，借着他的灵，叫你们心里的力量刚强起来。
I pray that out of his glorious riches he may strengthen you with power through his Spirit in your inner being.
按照神丰盛的荣耀
that out of his glorious riches, God's glorious riches,
就是很重要的一个目标啊。
That this is a very important goal that we all must have.
就是这个祷告啊，就是要显明神丰盛的荣耀。
That through this prayer of his, it will manifest the glorious riches of God.
怎么样才能达成这个目标？
How can we achieve this goal?
要借着神的灵。
Only through through His Spirit.
借着神的圣灵。
Only through God's Spirit.
让我们里面的心里的力量，就是属灵的里面这个属灵的人刚强起来。
That we may be strengthened spiritually in our inner being.
世上的人呢，是讲血气刚强。
The non-believers mentioned that we have to be strong in our emotions.
靠着这个血气之勇，来胜过人。
If we can have a deep, strong resolve, then we can conquer anything.
在基督里面不是。
However, in Christ, it is quite different.
虽然我们带了肉体，在血气中行事。
Even though we carry a fleshly body upon us and we live this life here.
但是我们不是凭血气征战的，我们是靠神的这个能力征战。
However, we do not depend on our own personal resolve to fight the battle.
我们要去完成神的救赎的工作啊，不是靠人的血气之勇。
To battle this spiritual war does not depend on our personal resolve.
是要这个属灵的人刚强起来。
It depends on this spiritual power and strength that is in us.
哥林多教会不属灵。
The church in Corinthians
was
not spiritual.
里面这个人属灵的人是软弱的。
They were quite weak in their hearts, in their spiritual hearts.
但是他们的这个外体呀，是刚强的。
However, on the outer appearance, they look very strong and full of a resolve.
所以他们的表现，保罗说，你们跟世人一样。跟那些基督外面的那些人一样。
And so Paul told them that you are just like the non-believers.
不像基督里面的人。
You does not represent the person living in Christ.
因为在基督里面，你们是婴孩，婴孩。
Because when we are living in Christ, we are likened to a baby.
另外，人站都站不起来，哪里会刚强？
An infant not being able to stand up.
所以今天在基督里面，不要做婴孩，要做大人。
So when we are living in Christ, let us not be like an infant.
并且是刚强的。
We must be strengthened in our inner being.
这个就是保罗第一个祷告的。
So this is one of his requests.
所以弟兄姐妹一定要每一个弟兄姐妹在基督里面的弟兄姐妹，我们要靠着圣灵做刚强的。
So all of us here, let us all depend on the Holy Spirit to strengthen our inner being.
再看第十六节啊。
Let's read verse 16.
十七节。
Verse 17.
说使基督啊，因你们的信住在你们心里，叫你们的爱心有根有基，能以和众圣徒一同明白基督的爱是何等长阔高深。接下来就是这个属灵的人刚强起来啊。
And for a spiritual man to be strengthened.
信心就坚强了。
And once he is strengthened,
这个信心的果效啊，就是基督的爱会住在我们心里。
And the outcome for being strengthened is that Christ will dwell in our hearts.
这种属灵的信心呢，是会生发出基督爱的那种信心。
As one who possesses spiritual faith will be able to manifest to feel the love of Christ in them.
能够去明白基督的爱有何等残酷的。
And he is able to feel the infinite attribute of his love.
这个才是最宝贵的。
And this is what is most precious.
我们今天讲的信心呢，不是这种外体的、今世的这种得恩典的信心。
This faith that I'm talking about is not the what we can see, what is manifested outwardly.
主耶稣有这样的应许没有错，你信的人有神迹奇事随着，只要你有信心，你可以得到。但是这些啊，不是重要，这个是后面的，跟着后面走的，不是很重要。
Of course, God has promises that if we believe in Him, we shall receive the promise of the Holy Spirit. But this is not as important.
我们所追求的是这种信心，这要跪在天父的面前祷告追求，就这种信心。
The faith that we must all aspire is.Just like this type of faith.
这个要去追求，这个在我们前面要追求爱，爱要追求完全，基督的爱住在我们心里，那你就得到了。
That we must all strive, aspire for the perfect love like Christ.
只要有这种信心呢，看后面那些会跟着走的。
Because once we all possess this faith to strive for the love of God, then the rest will all fall in.
根本连球都不用了， 连祷告都不用，他就会来的啦。
Because you don't actually need to pray because it will automatically come to you, the Holy Spirit.
你看这个彼得走过去，很多人排在那边，只要眼神一照，都好了，什么病都好了，鬼都出去了。
As we can see, when Peter was ministering the word, the crowd that was following him, they were all cured of their illnesses and disease.
这个影子就是跟随在后面嘛，就是这样照照照，这个就不稀奇的啦。
And even his shadow could heal the sick and lame.
哥林多教会有很多啊，有恩赐的，一病赶鬼的恩赐的，哇，很多恩赐都很多，只有一样没有，就是爱这一项信心缺少。
So in during the times of the Corinthians, they were all very gifted. They could cast the evil one and they could heal the sick. But one thing that they lack of is love.
所以保罗写信告诉他说：“你们恩赐全备，但是你们最缺少的，我告诉你们，你们要追求那个更妙的道，那个最大的恩赐就是爱。”
So Paul told them that you are all very gifted, but one thing that you lack is love.
所以保罗在这里 为教会祷告，这个最重要。
So this is what Paul pray most of all is for the members of the church to have love.
所以首先弟兄姊妹要祷告，求被圣灵充满，让我们这个属灵的人呢、啊，心灵啊刚强起来。
So all of us, we should all pray with one accord and with zeal that the Holy Spirit may strengthen us.
让主耶稣基督、啊、因为我们的这个信心，就住在我们里头，基督的爱。有根有基啊，就住下来了，生根了、啊，不会跑掉了、啊。
Through our faith, the love of God may dwell in our hearts and take root.
哇，基督的爱充满我们的心啊，我们会了解，我们会用基督的爱，我们会体会到说，主耶稣是爱，主耶稣是怎么爱我的，主耶稣怎么样去爱大家的，我们都很了解，那我们就知道怎么样用基督的爱。去爱弟兄姐妹了。
So when the love of Christ is in our heart, then we can use this love of Christ and experience the love of Jesus. And once we have that, we are able to use all of this to love others.
好，那这个爱到底爱到什么程度啊
？And how much shall we love? To what end?
十九节啊。
Let us read verse 19.
十九节说，并知道这个爱是过于人所能测度的。
And to know that this love surpasses knowledge.
别看看要爱到哪里，爱多爱到哪里。
As we know that this love is infinite.
彼得有一次就，我问主耶稣，对主耶稣说。
Once Peter asked Jesus.
他主啊，人得罪我，我饶恕他七次，怎么样？够不够？
Peter asked him, if a person insulted me, how many times should I forgive him?
他一定想到主耶稣一定会称赞我，哇，人家三次，你就七次，你不得了了。
In actual fact, Peter was craving for Jesus to praise him for being a forgiving person.
他万万没有想到耶稣说的话。
But little did he realize the answer that Jesus was about to give to him.
主耶稣对彼得说，主彼得，不是七次，哇，还有几次、啊。
And Jesus told Peter, "You must not only forgive seven times."
说七十个七次。
But you have to forgive another person 70 times 7.
这个就是基督的爱。
This is what is meant by the love of Christ.
你没有办法去测度的。
God's love is immeasurable.
所以我们不能说，我、哦、这一次到了，我不能再赦免你了，我就是要跟你来算账了。
And so let us not place a limit on our mercy for others.
爱是不计算的，不计算就是没有办法测量的，它是没有无止境的。
Love is immeasurable indeed.
让基督的爱，这种爱充满在我们里头。
So let us allow this immeasurable love of God to be in us.
充满在教会里面。
To fill the church.
那这样的话啊，神的荣耀就会彰显。
Only by doing so can the glory of church and the glory of God be manifested.
我们看十九节啊。
Please read verse 19.
说便叫神一切所充满的充满了你们。
That you may be filled to the measure of all the fullness of God.
那再我们再看回来这个第一章二十三节。
Now let us look back to Ephesians chapter 1 verse 23.
好，教会是他的身体，是那充满万有者所充满的。
that the church is his body, the fullness of him who fills everything in every way.
怎么样达成这样子? 我们要真正成为基督的身体, 让神一切所充满的充满了我们。
So how can we reach this goal that the fullness that fills the church will also fill every one of us?
那是什么? Here?
And what is meant by that?
基督的爱。
This is what is meant by the love of Christ.
爱最大。
Love is indeed great.
没有爱什么都不用谈啊。
Because without love, there's nothing you can accomplish.
能说万人的方言没有什么意思啊。
Even you can, if you can speak in many tongues, it is
still
useless. Even if you can move mountains, it is still useless if you have no love.
能够行神迹一边赶鬼叫死人复活，没有什么意义啊。
If you can perform miracles and wonders and yet you do not have love, it is still useless.
所以没有这个爱啊，那什么都没有意义，没有价值。
And without love, nothing is possible.
所有的恩赐啊，都是暂时的，都会过去。但是呢，唯有爱是永不止息的。
Because everything else is temporal, but love is eternal.
所以今天我们要追求的就是这个。
So this is what we all must all strive for.
这个就是保罗的为教会的恳求。
And this is the expectations that Paul wants from the churches.
为了让教会成为基督的身体，显出神的荣耀来。 我们一定要追求这个。
In order for the church to be the body of Christ, to manifest his ultimate glory, this is what we all must do.
好，看20节。
Verse 20.
神能照着运行在我们心里的大力，充充足足地成就一切，超过我们所求所想的，这是我们对神应该有的坚定的信心。
This is the type of faith that we must have toward God.
借着运行在我们心里的这个圣灵的能力。
That the power that is in us is the Holy Spirit.
这个是神的大能力。
It is His power that is at work within us.
靠着这个圣灵的大能力，使我们心灵刚强起来。
That through the power of the Holy Spirit, we may all be strengthened.
让基督的爱充满在我们心里。
That the love of Christ may be filled, may dwell in our hearts.
神就会成就一切，超过我们所能想的，所能所求的，神的荣耀就是这样会彰显出来。
Only then can God allow us to do immeasurably more than all we ask or imagine.
我相信神一定会这样成就。
I'm sure this is what God will accomplish.
真教会，幕后的荣耀大过先前的荣耀。
The true church.
Hallelujah, 感谢。